a group of doctors and nurses at the Madison Primary Care Center Group Health Cooperative are fighting to form a union. The conflict shines a light on the state of primary care medicine today. Nick Rommel spoke with the group during a recent strike at Meritor Hospital in Madison.
In late May, nurses at Meritor marched outside their hospital, carrying signs that called for higher staffing levels. They argued that better staffing would help healthcare workers and their patients, and they were joined on the picket line by doctors and nurses from the primary care provider Group Health Cooperative, or GHC. In December, a group of GHC employees filed a petition to unionize with the Service Employees International Union. They feel that management has eroded the unique community and preventive approach they value at GHC. And they also feel that having a say in those decisions would improve GHC for everyone.
We want to have more say in the management of our organization and move away from just thinking about profit and corporate, you know, needs and desires to be thinking about, you know, really truly patient centered, focused care.
That's Kyoko Felland, a physician assistant at GHC. To her, one example of that was her company phasing out its in-house psychiatry service for patients who were acutely depressed or suicidal. All that did, she said, was make primary care doctors have to do more with less.
When there's not a mental health provider in the clinic, it goes to us. There's nowhere else for that to go.
On the nursing side, certified medical assistant Katie Cloud says the staffing issues affecting nurses in hospitals are present at GHC, too.
There's too much work and not enough people to do the work, not enough people to make the phone calls.
Within days of the picket, the nurses union at Meritor had reached an agreement with management, but GHC providers are still fighting. Issues that doctors and nurses are seeing at GHC fit into a larger pattern, the fact that primary care, across the country, doesn't make enough money. That's according to Hayden Rooklay, fellow at the American Economic Liberties Project and Brown University. He researches corporate consolidation and labor organizing in healthcare. He says primary care is increasingly used by big healthcare corporations as a way to funnel patients into more lucrative hospital procedures. That puts independent primary care providers, like GHC, in a tough spot.
An overall competitive landscape where primary care, sort of as a standalone feature, is really unprofitable.
He says more and more doctors, including those in primary care, are turning to unions to have a say over how to do their job. In fact, he found that in 2023 and 2024, the same number of physicians joined a union as in the 22 years before that combined.
There is a real sense among this workforce that they're simply not able to carry out their calling of, you know, their profession.
GHC management says it supports its employees' right to unionize, but the process has been rocky. The union's original goal was to represent staff at just one clinic. Management argued that an election had to take place at all clinics, so the decision was thrown to the National Labor Relations Board. 2 months later, in March, the board decided in management's favor. The union claims management used that time for a union-busting campaign. It's charged the company with dozens of labor law violations. These include firing a worker for union activity, soliciting screenshots of a pro-union group chat, and banning employees from discussing the union at work. At the Meritor picket, Dr. Nisha Rajagopalan said there have also been more managers in the hallways and in the break rooms. It's being presented as management being more available, she said.
But it feels very different in this particular situation when all of a sudden somebody who's never been there before is now there.
GHC management declined an interview request, but in a statement, an executive called the charges unfounded and said they were aimed at avoiding an election. Meanwhile, the union has claimed management's actions make a fair election impossible. Organizers are calling on the company to recognize its original proposed union. A potential election date is still up in the air as the Labor Relations Board resolves the union's charges, as well as coercion charges made by GHC management against the union. Nick Rommel, Wisconsin Public Radio.